Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Grown Up by Dr. Carrie Vo for Wednesday, June 19, 2019. The text is from Galatians chapter 3 and chapter 4. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming of faith would be revealed. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. When you were little, did you ever imagine what it would be like to finally, truly be grown up? You would have no curfew and no bedtime. You'd be able to eat candy for breakfast if you wanted. You wouldn't have to visit a dentist against your will. Nobody could tell you, do your homework before you play. If you wanted to stay up all night watching movies, you could. And no one could tell you that you weren't old enough to watch some of them. Of course, now that you are an adult, you know the awful truth. You impose your own bedtime because you know that if you don't, you'll be a wreck in the morning. The all-night movie marathon doesn't happen when you gotta work the next day. You skip the candy breakfast and go and visit the dentist, not because mom says so, but because you know the pain of a root canal. And even more, the bill that comes with it. You eat that broccoli willingly, if not always happily. The desire to stay healthy drives you. It isn't all bad being an adult. Some of what you dreamed of is just as good as you had hoped. You can probably drive. You're free to choose your own clothes, your own hairstyle, your own vacation destinations, mostly free anyway. You do have obligations to meet. Things that you do for your spouse, for your children, your friends, your work. But these tend to be obligations you took on willingly, so you can see the fruit of your labor. More and more, you are self-driven. It's what's inside you that drives you to do good, not the external forces of parents, teachers, and babysitters. And this, Paul says, is what it's like to be Christian believers. Once upon a time, we were under the law, governed from the outside by the commandments. We did good because we were afraid of what would happen if we didn't. We were under duress, like slaves or young children. But now we do good for a different reason, because Christ himself is living in us, living out his life through our daily choices and actions. We are self-driven. No, we are Christ-driven. We do freely all the good things that we once had to be compelled to do. You know that because Jesus suffered and died for you, you are set free from the weight of sin and guilt. Because he rose from the dead for you, you are set free from the fear of death and everlasting punishment. And so am I. Now we live in the glorious freedom of the children of God. To put it bluntly, we don't do good because we have to, but because God's Holy Spirit is in us, making it happen, shaping us more and more into the image of Jesus, our Savior, our older brother. a family resemblance is starting to show between him and us. And with that comes love. Love and thankfulness to the one who loved us so much that he gave himself up for us, that we might become his own. Dear Father, thank you for setting me free from the law and giving me the freedom that comes from being in your Son, Jesus. Amen.